The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to the Occupied Territories Bill. The government is planning to move ahead with it. This is a year after the Foreign Affairs Committee published its report on the bill. We're joined by two members of the committee, Shay Brennan, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Rathdown, and Dunica O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork South Central, and their party spokesperson on foreign affairs. You're both very welcome to the show. Shay Brennan, you're moving ahead with, the government is moving ahead with this Occupied Territories Bill. It will not include services, though. Why is that?
Well, I welcome the fact that we're now moving forward with this. The Attorney General has completed his analysis, and the bill will go forward on a goods-only basis. In doing so, we will have something that is strong, that is legally sound, and that is very much implementable. We want something that will be effective day one, rather than end up in court on day one. So it's worth bearing in mind that goods trade with the occupied territory, it's about 200,000 per annum, mainly fruit and veg, olives, avocados, etc. In terms of the services aspect, the best estimate the committee could get was that runs at about 3.5 times that. So that'll give you about 700,000 worth of services. All in all, that's less than €1 million. So it's not something that's necessarily going to exert any economic pressure. The real economic pressure and the real way that this is going to move forward is at EU level. Ireland has been pushing very strongly for multilateral EU action on this from day one. And we've now seen that pick up the pace in recent weeks. The Taoiseach has just written to António Costa, the President of the European Council, and asked that agreement gets included on the next Council agenda. And it will be.
Dunica O'Leary, how about that? Do something that's effective on day one rather than ending up in court.
Well, there's no indication at all that there will be any legal difficulties to this. There's vague discussion of it. But ultimately, we see that the Spanish have moved forward and they are tackling services. They haven't faced any infringement proceedings or much less successful infringement proceedings. So there's no basis. The very basis that is being argued that we can legislate in terms of goods is the same reason that we can legislate in terms of services in European law. I would say as well, I welcome the fact that the government is moving forward at all. But to be honest, it seems to me very obvious that the government had no intention of moving forward before the last week and the pressure that they became under because of the scenes that we saw, Ben-Gvir goading those people who are on the global smud flotilla, Irish citizens being manhandled. I welcome the fact that they're moving, but it's very clear to me that they had no intention of doing it. And it is my intention and our intention to ensure that further pressure ensures that they put services in. And I think there's no reason they can't.
Shay, no legal difficulties spaying or firing ahead with that.
I don't accept that there's no legal difficulties, and I'm not going to try and second guess the Attorney General. The Attorney General and his extensive team have been working in detail on this for the last year, and they seem to have come to the conclusion here that it's going to be difficult to include services, that there's going to be legal complexities around it. We can take a common sense view, and we know that goods trade in goods legislation is well established, has been in EU law for a long, long time. We cannot be so certain when we move into the services area, and the AG's view then is that this would be open to legal challenge and this may not be implementable day one. From that perspective, it's a much bigger statement to actually get something that's working, that's impacting on people, and to move ahead with the goods aspect.
How about that, Dunica? I mean, the impact of this, the amounts of money are quite small. It's really largely symbolic. And if it's largely symbolic, why not just go ahead with the bit that you know is not going to be open to legal challenge and get it done?
I'm totally unconvinced that there is any difference in the legal basis. If we can do it in goods, we can do it in services. The Attorney General's advice that's actually already out there, which is from over a year ago, did not make any such distinction. We haven't seen this new Attorney General's advice. I would encourage the government to bring that forward so that we can see what it is. It is symbolic to a point. Obviously, it does have a monetary value, but the point of it is international law has to apply. Israel is acting with complete impunity. We saw that during the week. So we need to ensure that international law applies. When Ireland first started discussing this, which was 7 or 8 years ago, it was the only country discussing at the time. Now we have seen that Spain have moved forward further than Ireland, Slovenia moving forward, Belgium and the Netherlands are moving forward. So it does matter in terms of example, and cumulatively, it will have a real impact. It will have a real effect on sanctioning those who are in the occupied territories.
Shay Brennan, how about that?
So we shouldn't set a bad example that is watered down.
Ireland has been a leader when it comes to upholding international law. There's no question about that. And we took Israel to the International Court of Justice. We have history with apartheid in South Africa. We were very early out of the traps to recognise Palestine. You mentioned, Donika, that other countries are moving forward, and I think that's good. And I think that's a result of escalations in the region. But really, it's a result of the pressure and the change of mindset within the EU as a result of both that pressure and what's happening in Gaza. The thing to bear in mind is that the association agreement, which is now very much on the table, is something that will have an economic impact of billions. Whereas if we just look at our unilateral occupied territories bill, symbolic and important and all as it is, that is only going to run to hundreds of thousands. So we really need to take out the best weapon that we have in this situation. We have consistently pushed for the EU to move ahead and to move our colleagues in the EU ahead. That is now happening.
All right. And that is very much can I put it to you that the countries you mentioned, they don't have the same level of foreign direct investment from the US in their country, and that this, the argument I've heard made is that including services will create difficulties for American companies who are based here.
There wouldn't be the same extent, but there would be a considerable amount of foreign direct investment and trade between the United States and Spain, certainly.
Nothing like the same level of FDI in Spain as there
certainly,
is
certainly,
here.
Like, I mean, I think the same logic applies, that they would be certainly exposed to American foreign direct investment. They would potentially be subject to the same pressure, but yet there is no evidence of it. Of course, there was people lobbying, congressmen and senators and so on, but ultimately, in the event, when the Spanish government decided to move ahead, there hasn't been any issue in relation to that because there is a clear legal basis for it. The clear legal basis is in the International Court of Justice decision. And yes, we want to see action on the EU-Israel Association Agreement. That's something we've been arguing for years. But that also, like, if we are setting, if this is going to be an area that we want the rest of Europe to move forward on, sanctioning the occupied territories, because what the Israeli government's strategy is to undermine the viability of a Palestinian state. We need to challenge that. That means ensuring that the occupation itself becomes unviable. So Ireland can set an example. It shouldn't be setting a bad example and making an exception of services.
Especially when there's no, you shouldn't be setting a bad example. You should be setting a good example.
Well, we're not. I mean, the point here is we are moving ahead with the Occupied Territories Bill, and we're also pushing ahead for a multinational solution through the EU. We're doing both in tandem. The bill, in the Attorney General's opinion, is going to be much more strengthened and implementable and therefore effective if it goes ahead with goods. If more time is needed to investigate services or that is challenged, then we still have an occupied territory bill sitting on the shelf and we're not taking that concrete action.
Very brief final word to you, Donal O'Leary. Very brief final word.
I think that the government should publish the Attorney General's advice so we can see how we can get amendments in. We intend to bring forward amendments and we intend to put pressure on government to pass them. And I think that that's possible, provided there's enough pressure.
Donal O'Leary of Sinn Féin, Shay Brennan of Fianna Fáil, thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.